Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, Oprah at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Halloween costumes of 2012, best ones, or not the best ones, but the most popular. What is most popular is not necessarily the best, so let me take that back. 855-450-FREE is the number. And then, kind of in relation to people getting costumed up, there's a rant that I found thanks to Vermin Supreme and his Facebook page, which actually rants about Vermin Supreme, but also it rants about furries, bronies, and other what they call signs of a culture in decline. This is from some self-professed Christian who is very upset about the things that he or she sees. I think it's a she. Sees around them. We'll get to their thoughts here. But let's do the Halloween costume thing, Mark, because we talked about it last night, but didn't actually get to it.
Yeah, well, you know, you sell a story and you gotta pay the tees, as they call it in the business. So here are the... This is from one site. It's bitrebels.com, and I can't find a consistent site that will give me the best Halloween costumes every year, or the top 10 Halloween costumes every year, but there has been a costume that has consistently always been at the top of the top 10 lists that we've read.
Boys or girls, or just one?
It's for you know, girls,
okay.
As far as kids go.
Yep.
And this year, it's gotten beat out.
Was it Princess?
It was Princess.
Okay.
Princess is a heavy hitter on the top 10 list, mm-hmm. usually in the first position for girls. Or it'll be like some other variation of princess, ballerina, they'll list a particular Disney princess, so Belle or
yeah.
whatever. I'm afraid I'm not up on my princess.
The princess of the moment, whatever
right.
that is.
So that will kind of fall into the category, but, you know.
So what beat Princess? We'll find out.
I'm sorry, Fairy is the other mm-hmm. pseudo-princess. I was saying ballerina, but I've never seen that one on the list.
We should go from number 10 to 1, and we'll find out what beat Princess.
I'm ready.
Now, what about boys' costumes? Is there any consistency on what's number one on a boy's costume?
No. The boys is...
Some kind of superhero, maybe?
Superheroes are always mm-hmm. heavy hitters in the boys' costumes. Yeah. Did you want to hear the list now?
Yeah.
Ready to go into
Let's
it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Going from number 10, and this
With
is...
girls?
This is mixed.
Okay.
So mixed. It's just mixed kids.
Interesting.
Kids' costumes.
We used to have boys and girls categories,
well,
right?
Like I said, every...
Right, you couldn't find it.
Every year somebody does something mm-hmm. different, and I haven't found a consistent list. If somebody has a consistent list going back several years, I'd love to hear it, because this is what I'll use, because I think that this is very interesting. I think it speaks to the heart of America in many ways.
What's the source, by the way, for this?
Bitrebels.com.
Okay.
And this has a nice sort of one of those HTML things. It's a picture as opposed to sort of just text list, and I enjoy it. So anyway, coming in at number 10 is, and you're going to see a lot of consistency here for boys in this particular area, Wolverine.
Okay.
Yeah. Wolverine's one of Marvel's favorite, superheroes. He's got little knives that come out of his skin, and he can heal very quickly. And I guess you're going to have to if you have knives coming out of your skin all the time. But
by the way, I found the top adult costumes here.
Yeah, I've got a list of those too.
Okay.
It's on the same thing here.
We'll see
what matches and what.
This is from the National Retail. Mine is from the National Retail Federation.
Do they have the kids too?
Yes, they do. But they claim that Princess is number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see. I'm excited by that, and I find that the national retailers to be more interesting. So let's read your list, too, when you're done with mine.
All right, go ahead, yeah. There's also a top pet costumes here. We've never done that one before.
No. So number 9 is Elmo. Interesting how Elmo has this character that's really nothing different than Grover with red fur. He's actually Grover's relative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, there's no difference between these two.
He's got a silly voice.
He does have a silly... So does Grover.
So does Grover, yeah.
But he has changed the icon that is Sesame Street.
Wasn't Elmo like a homosexual or something like that? Didn't he come out?
What?
Oh, no, was that one of their characters?
I don't know if one of their characters has come out. I have no idea.
I believe that Gordon, the black guy on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's really what I was trying to point to is that there used to be quite a few actors there, Gordon and mm-hmm. I think it's Louisa and several other actors that were very big on these shows. They get almost no camera time now, and it's all because of this little red furry monster.
Hmm.
And number 8, I can't understand at all, Green Lantern.
Well, there was a movie.
There was, but it was like, it's more than a year old now.
Hmm.
Number seven, the heavy hitter Princess.
Number seven. That's
number
a huge
seven.
Drop.
Yep. But
there's no source cited here, right? This is just like some website claiming here's what the list is?
Yeah, this is what I was able to find.
Okay.
And but there's two girls' costumes ahead of Princess on this list. Number six is Harry Potter. I wonder if they
still
just
going strong.
All the Harry Potter characters and stuck them together and then called that Harry Potter. That's what I would do. Anyway, number five, the old favorite of vampire. That's an easy one. You can kind of flip, you know, put that together pretty easily.
Sure, yeah.
Got some plastic teeth.
Yeah.
Cape, you're in there.
Right.
Some blood. Number four, my guy, Captain America.
Mm.
Jack went as Captain America last year. This year
is Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man, yeah. Yeah, he was excited about that. Number three, Batman. You know,
the Joker on the list, too?
Joker's not on the list. I just don't understand how people can like Batman compared to Captain America. I just don't get it. You know, what's the believability of this socially scarred billionaire that goes around fighting crime? I mean, really? Come on. I mean, a jingoist, I can get that. That's what Captain America is. He's a man of principle. But the billionaire thing, I just can't get it.
Now, wait a minute. You said he's a jingoist. Didn't he take the side against the state in one of their recent comics?
Captain America is certainly a character principle. They've used he's multiple times. He has gotten rid of the costume because he feels that the federal government has gone the wrong way, specifically going to Nomad when... during the 70s with sort of the civil rights movement and stuff like that. So Captain America, and during the Civil War when
the Civil War, that was what I was thinking of.
Superheroes.
They squared off, right? Like some superheroes were for the federal government and their tyranny. And then
Iron Man and his tyrannical ilk were for
right.
the superhero,
fascist.
Superhero Registration Act. And
but Captain America was against it. So, I mean, to call him a jingoist, I don't know if that's fair, is it?
Yeah, I think that initially that's where he started out.
Okay.
You know, he was a big believer. Wanted to fight. And anyway, going on, number two, Witch. That's an easy
double,
one, too.
Double, toil and trouble.
You love using that every year. It's an easy one to whip up. Now, here's number one for you know, costumes and girls, I would assume, is one that you probably have no idea about. Because it's one of these popular ones.
Okay.
Honey Boo Boo.
I've heard about this Honey Boo Boo. Now, isn't this like a 5-year-old who's in the competitions, the glamour shows?
She's a pageanter.
Yeah,
yeah. She's I haven't seen
That's
only
creepy.
Previews. You know, she appears to be somewhat kept. You know, like she just you know, I mean, she's well taken care of,
yeah.
That kind of thing. And she's a little. I don't know. I could say the family might be laughable because they may not be the highest class. Kind of a Beverly Hillbilly story.
Okay. So kind of trashy folks, then.
Yeah, I don't want to call them trashy, but I mean, you know, they're certainly, they're not putting on any airs, you know what I mean?
It's interesting. I don't know. What's the show that she's from?
Honey Boo Boo.
The show's called Honey Boo Boo?
Sure. It's a funny name. It's a compelling title.
Okay.
So I'm
curious to know what this is all about. Obviously, it's incredibly popular.
It's a reality show.
Right. With quotes around reality, right? Obviously, it's incredibly popular, and it's disturbing to me. I don't know if I should be more disturbed that Honey Boo Boo is number one or that Princess was number one for so long. I'm disturbed by either one of those because I think it creates, you know, and I bet if Stephanie were here, she'd really be able to go off on this. But I think it creates, you know, certain role for women that is, I don't know, weird and unhealthy. I think.
I think that...
you're not a princess.
Right. Well, I hate the term princess, and I don't like the ideas of princesses. And
the idea of being in a beauty pageant at age 5 is creepy, but that's what's popular?
There's some talent to it involved, but...
Talent?
Yeah, well, there's talent competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what it's really about, though.
I agree with you that there's some of that. And it's tough. And I've seen some of these reality shows on these, and I think that I think they take a toll on a family. And it certainly wouldn't be for me, even though I do have the most beautiful child ever.
Well, Honey Boo Boo did not make the top children's costumes, according to the National Retail Federation. So
they may have dressed their kids up. I mean, Honey Boo Boo kind of seems like a homemade costume kind of situation.
1-855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue. And, Mark, you also have adult costumes, correct? Those were the kids' costumes?
Yes.
We'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts. Bring whatever's on your mind. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show in live streaming format available to you around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you, and it's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get over 110 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel. The webcam is available to you, plus the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by blockchain.info.
Yeah, blockchain.info allows you to get your free online Bitcoin wallet. They've got apps for Androids and jailbroken iPhones. They've got fancy encryption techniques that build right into your the program that work in your browser, so the blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With a blockchain wallet, you can send bitcoins via email or to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. And you can get all that for free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
We're talking about Halloween costumes and what was the most popular in 2012. And it seems to depend on which list you look at.
Yeah.
I've got lists here from the National Retail Federation, their 2012 top Halloween costumes. And Mark, yours is coming from some website.
Well, so is yours.
Yes, mine is too, but I think the National Retail Federation sounds a little more official.
It does certainly sound very official. It's 2012 has been called the year of the do-it-yourself Halloween costume. So I think that there's going to be some problems with the area, and this article speaks to that. So it's they determined through a survey with 1,874 random people and how they're planning to celebrate the holiday. So, you know, there you go.
So you
1,800 is a pretty good end tab.
Yeah, we went through the children's costumes, but you also have adult costumes.
Yes, that's correct.
So let's go.
Okay, you want to hear my adult costumes?
Yes.
All right, a top adult costume starting from, this is top celebrity costumes is what they've got, and favorite movie serial killer costumes. So
two categories. Okay.
Number five for celebrities, Neil Armstrong. Can you guess two of the people who are in the top four?
Snooki
did not make the list, but there's somebody who's probably equally inane.
I don't know.
Two people that are very important right now, and their fate will
Barack
be determined.
Obama, Mitt Romney.
That's right.
God.
Well,
hopefully they at least had like an axe hanging out of their head or something. Like that.
Gore
it up a little bit.
Number three is the Angry Birds. Number four is Mitt Romney. Number three, Angry Birds. Number two, Barack Obama.
Okay.
Number one. Hold on, give me a second. Nicki Minaj.
Minaj. She's a singer.
Is that so?
As I understand it.
She appears to have a hat on like a sort of Russian officer. I'm not exactly sure what I'm seeing here, and I don't know what she sings. I know nothing of Nicki Minaj, but, you know, I certainly wish her all the best. Top five serial killers.
I'm glad to see Angry Birds gave the president and Mitt Romney a run for their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number five, serial killers. Strangely, they don't have Barack Obama or Mitt Romney on here. Number five, Ghostface.
Ghostface from the Scream series, which actually that face existed prior to the Scream series, but it certainly was popularized by it.
Yeah, yeah. It was just kind of a costume face before that, right?
Yeah, I remember when Scream came out, I think it was like 1996. I was in high school at that time, and I was the only person wearing a Ghostface mask after that, so I did it before it was cool.
Mm. That's when it wasn't cool.
So, right. Yeah.
just wasn't cool. Number four is another.
Yeah, I got a bunch of really nasty comments from the kids at the school
regarding
the outfit. I wore it all day.
Because why did they give you a comment about the
punks? Because kids are mean.
So hold on, this was your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
They said that it sucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember what the comments were. They were just nasty.
Huh. What were their? I mean, what was it in regards to though? Dumb costume?
I don't remember,
right.
Mark. I mean, this was 15-plus years ago.
Right. Clearly, it didn't scar you.
No, it didn't.
Which the rest of these serial killers
Sticks
might.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but, you know, I learned that a long time ago.
But Leatherface will chop you into little pieces.
What number?
Number four.
Okay.
Number three is Michael Myers.
From the Halloween series.
That's right. Number two?
You want me to guess?
Yeah, I want
Jason Voorhees.
He's number one.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Freddy.
Freddy two. Krueger's
yeah.
number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two were relatively easy. They
sure.
were the ones
sure.
that we're going to go with. So.
All right, so here's the top
children. Annual spend $6.7 billion on Halloween.
Now, since you gave me the details on where this came from, it was a phone poll?
This is a
correct?
phone
over
poll,
over 1,000
yeah.
respondents?
Almost two.
The National Retail Federation, according to NRF.com and their list, their spending surveys were designed to gauge consumer behavior and shopping trends related to Halloween spending. They were conducted by NRF, or for NRF, by BIG Insight. The poll of 9,393 consumers was conducted from September 5th through 11th of 2012. So a much larger number of people surveyed.
But only consumers, not people who are making their costumes.
Good point. So these are the top children's costumes according to the National Retail Federation. Number 10, Ghost. 9, Zombie. And, of course, you've got...
Zombie is an easy one right now.
Yeah, you've got shows like The Walking Dead, very popular.
And it really fits into the do-it-yourself category because you can...
That's a lot of work I would think you'd have to put into a good zombie. I mean, you've got to do some makeup.
Mom always has some makeup.
Right.
You can always get some makeup. You can get some fake blood.
You get a hand to chew on or something like that.
That would be nice, yeah. But you don't need a hand. You
right.
just need some tattered clothing and to be sort of gray and have your hair messed up and you're a zombie.
Did you ever see the video of the guy who dressed as a zombie, anywhere near Halloween? It was sometime over the summer, and he hit the streets of Miami. Like, he had a tie tied around his head and looked really disheveled, and it was really, you know, he did it up pretty good.
So what, bath salts?
And he ran, no, just like a prankster. He was just a prankster, and he would be running after people in the streets. You know, making zombie noises and things like that. And, of course, you know, hidden cameras that got people's reactions. At one point, I think a dude drew down on him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it was a pretty dangerous, pretty risky prank that he was engaged in.
Well, I mean, in Miami, that's where the one dude was eating the other dude, right?
That's right. Yeah, this was right after that, actually, is when he decided to do it. So that was what inspired him to become a zombie and then chase after people in the streets of Miami. Number 8, vampire. Number 7, pirate. These are, again, the top children's costumes. 6, action/superhero. 5, now that's interesting, So action/superhero is number 6, but yet up in the higher echelon of the list, they actually do name 2 action superheroes. So
interesting.
There's like one category for every other superhero except the other 2 I'll name. Number 5, Disney princess. That's separate from princess.
Yeah.
Number 4, witch.
And princess came in number 1?
Yes.
So, just even separating out Disney princess from princess.
Princess is still number 1.
Still number 1. And princess is a heavy hitter. And the reason this is important to me, and I get the problems with people... the idea of princesses and people and treating your wife like a queen and all these ideas. I mean, why in the world would you want to be an out-of-work monarch, just loafing off of the work of other people?
It must be nice to be waited on hand and foot, I mean, I suppose.
And to subjugate peasants, let's not forget.
855-450-FREE. Well, every now and then there's that peasant that gets to marry the princess, though, right? At least in the movies.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Burial Water Filter
at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Go and get signed up for our news updates. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Obviously, if you sign up for email, you're not going to miss anything. Whereas with Twitter, Facebook and Twitter, there's a good chance you're going to miss some of the stuff that we post simply because of the way those systems work. You kind of have to be there when it's happening and or make an effort to go and check our page to make sure you didn't miss anything. So if you want to make sure you get everything as far as news about the show, sign up for the email list at news.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're on Facebook and Twitter, you're going to get more than just the news. You get some updates during the show, some questions we'll ask you, maybe some show prep that we'll share with you. And so one of the questions I asked was, well, what was your Halloween costume this year, since that's what we're talking about this hour, with a couple of different charts from different polling organizations, one of them the National Retail Foundation. We're talking about the top 10
Federation.
Thank you. Yeah, Federation. The top 10 Halloween costumes. Allison Hearts Liberty says on Facebook, I went as a Mexican penis. Kevin Freehart says, I went as a drunk system administrator. Then
gosh, our listeners.
Jason Cockrell says, that one guy who's still voting for Ron Paul and believes he will win. Frank Zermino says, I had forgotten it was Halloween until I pulled up at 7:30 in the evening and saw sad children walking away from my house. We didn't have candy. Donovan J. Kamalka says, freedom-seeking man who also yearns to move to New Hampshire. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. The National Retail Federation at NRF.com has an article about their top costumes, according to a survey of over 9,000 consumers.
and we were going down the list of the top children's costumes. I think we left off on Disney Princess at number 5, followed by Witch.
Yeah, now let me make it clear what I don't like about princesses, because we've kind of danced around this and haven't really hit it hard. Okay, so Princess is glorifying, and as far as I'm concerned, glorifying all the monarchs, whether it's princesses, kings, princes, and queens, and all that stuff. I understand people wanting to dress up, and I get that. I like fairy better because it's, you know, it's basically dressing up without all the, subjugation of people for the last 9,000 years baggage that goes with it. I mean...
But the princess is never subjugating anyone in the Disney movies.
Generally not. It's in, you know, I mean, what they don't even mean necessarily the same thing when they mean princess. But oftentimes they'll go off and marry the prince. And you don't see that. What you see are the happy little workers, you know, helping her get dressed and all these things. But let's not forget where all those fine clothes come from.
They off come, the backs of the peasants.
Right. The, you know, people scratching, eking a living out of the dirt. And... you know, that are forced to go fight
the wars. But who doesn't want to rise above their station in life, Mark, and become something better?
I support that completely. Rise above your station via your own labor. Whatever, in whatever way you choose to labor, do it. But you never see the princesses doing any work except for Cinderella, and then the work is characterized as a bad thing in that case. So what it is it's glorifying not working.
Laziness.
Yeah, laziness, sloth.
Glorifying the idea that you should be able to just be taken care of,
or
right?
Or that you're interesting for the sake of who you are. Because this is it's a storytelling technique to have these monarchs in the story in order to make it adds immediate interest to the story. Once upon a time, there was an average kid who did something, or once upon a time, there was a prince, right? I mean, which one, it immediately adds sort of a level of interest to the story, and I think it's indicative of, I don't know, an ugly underbelly to what, you know, people think as far as society and stories and stuff.
Right, and I agree, and it's so popular amongst young ladies, you know, girls, I guess, that...
I don't think it's any different for guys, by the way. I think that there's, you know, that young people have been taught through sort of social media and, you know, just in general, that they are interesting for the sake of them. And I think my son is interesting, and I'm sure that he will be raised to believe that he is interesting, and I hope that he can be interesting to other people. However, he's not going to be that interesting. I mean, people always like him when I put up a picture on Facebook, and that's very nice of them to do such a thing. But, you know, there's how many kids are there running around in America, and how similar is mine to the rest of them?
I get where you're coming from, but I don't think that, at least with boys' costumes, you have, you know, they're not dressing as a prince. That's not a real popular...
No.
Boys' costume at all, dressing as king, those just aren't that popular. So it doesn't have the same, that royalty aspect doesn't have the same appeal to the boys. Certainly the superheroes do, and that may also create some sort of, you know, unrealistic expectation for the future of, you know, like, oh, is the superhero, the desire to be a superhero likely to end up, you know, with them joining the military at some point? Can that be pandered to by the state in some way for their benefit?
It would seem like it could, but you know, the superhero thing is another storytelling technique that makes it, it's sort of an easy way to say, you know, this is how you should use your special talents. And if your special talent is, I don't know, talking on the radio, it's not as exciting as the ability to, you know, shoot fire from your butt or whatever it is that each of these you know, superheroes have. And also, you know, the cartoons and the comic books, they have the storytelling technique that, you know, punching. Punching is a way to show conflict that's easy and, you know, people go for it and then you can kind of wrap it up quickly. Whereas if you have to use, you know, storytelling to flesh out a conflict, it's much more difficult.
Number 4, top children's costumes, Witch. Number 3, Spider-Man. 2, Batman. And number 1, Princess.
So Spider-Man and Batman hit number 1. Now, it's interesting, Superman didn't. The most
correct. Yeah,
the most
Superman
recognizable
the
superhero in the world didn't make your list.
Well, we may see that change next year, as I believe there's a new Superman movie.
Another Superman movie coming out?
Yeah, slated to be released.
Yep, there was a Spider-Man that came out this year and a Batman that did. But
it looked terrible, the Spider-Man. Did you see it?
I didn't see the movie.
You know the DC Comics, right?
No. Well, Spider-Man's Marvel. I'm just...
See what I know. What the hell do I know?
Yeah, I was never a big Spider-Man fan. You know, I was much more... an Avengers guy. You saw how I waited with bated breath for the Captain America and the Avengers and that sort of
yes. thing. Yes, and I was not a comic book fan at all growing up, mm-hmm. so I don't really know much about these comic books beyond the movies I've seen over the years. And I did see the Spider-Man movie from about a decade ago, and it was very good.
Yeah,
the Sam Raimi
good.
Film was very good, and I was shocked that they would reboot the series so quickly.
It did seem really strange.
Really? I mean, it barely had been a decade since Spider-Man had been released, and now you're doing it again with a different Spider-Man? I mean,
it just didn't make any sense. Why not just use the same series and keep going?
It seemed like the emo Spider-Man, too, but I don't know. I didn't see the movie. It looked awful.
I didn't see it either.
Maybe you can share with us.
It didn't make any sense to me that they would use the Human Torch to be Captain America in the movies either. So, I mean, there's a couple of decisions with the Marvel movies that just don't make any sense to me.
Top adult costumes, according to the National Retail Federation. Then we'll get to a list we've never done before, the top pet costumes. But first, top adult costumes. Number 10, Superman did make this list of adult costumes, because probably adults are more aware of Superman than
he's popular, and, you know, he's, for a long time, you know, I mean, if you want the most powerful superhero, Superman was the one. He's clean-cut, apple pie, and, you know, can move the earth if he needs to. Whereas the Hulk, which is Marvel's big, strong guy, he's a much more conflicted, almost mm-hmm. anti-hero. You know, he's always on the run from the law, that kind of thing. Now, Superman did give up his U.S. citizenship in order to be in some fidelity with his illegal alien brethren, because he wasn't
from another planet.
He was another planet, just kind of showed up. He wasn't born here. He was arrived in a rocket.
The planet Krypton.
Yeah. So
number 9, adult costumes, cat. Number 8 was a tie between ghost and nurse. And I presume that's sexy nurse, but it doesn't say here.
I assume it's a sexy cat, too.
Number
you put sexy in front of every one of these, and
yeah.
it was a pretty big category.
Number 7, princess, adult
princess,
costume.
Sexy princess, yep.
Number 6, vixen.
Sexy vixen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, what vixen is not sexy?
Do they really mean a female fox? I mean, is that what they mean?
I think when they say vixen, they mean like a temptress.
Right, somebody wearing a bustier, calling it a Halloween costume.
Zombie, number 5. Now, of course, zombies can be more popular among adults than kids. Probably more adults are fans of such movies and TV series. Number 4, Batman. Number 4 is Batman character. So I guess they're lumping in Batman with the Joker or whoever else might have been in a Batman
the girl in a sexy Robin outfit.
855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. The top 3 adult costumes remain. And the pet costumes. You can take control of the airwaves. That's right. We're going to spend an entire hour on Halloween costumes.
I don't care. I'm enjoying it.
It's great. It gives you a chance to geek out, Mark.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Aberin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Aberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Aberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Aberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live with you this evening. It's Ian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, you don't have to be dressed as a sexy nurse to get on the Shrine of Female Listeners. You just have to be a female. And you can send to us your validated photo or video, which shows that you are a listener of the program. And you can see what I mean by going to freetalklive.com, or rather, shrine.freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine there and get the details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
And our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable, and you can, if you've got a business, they can handle it for you. They're good folks over there, and they're going to handle your business as efficiently as possible. They record every call that they make to one of your customers so that you can go back and listen to it, make sure that they're doing exactly what you want, give them coaching. It's a great service. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Now, there's not much to say about, you know, as far as a phone call is concerned, about what your Halloween costume was, but I figured I'd make a good Twitter and Facebook post. And okay. That's a question I'd asked over there, is what was your Halloween costume this year? But we kind of ended up getting people's stories about Halloween, which I like, you know. So if you want to share with us your story, whatever it is that happened to you or you observed that was interesting this Halloween, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE.
There's a big standoff here in Keene between Keene and basically Chicagoland, because Keene was going to take back its title of the most lit jack-o'-lanterns or something like that.
I believe Boston has that title.
It currently does. Take it back from Boston.
Okay.
But
you said Chicagoland.
Chicagoland, one of the metros out there, the towns within the larger Chicagoland area, got 38,000 lit jack-o'-lanterns, which takes Boston and kicks it out into the
That's huge.
Atlantic Ocean, I don't know, someplace.
Cody O'Connor from Off the Air Live responded on Facebook saying, most of the twerps who dressed as a princess were the ones who took a plurality of Reese's. I found that the 18 or so Marios that I got were way less greedy. Just comment on the whole princess thing, feeling like they're entitled. 855-450-FREE. More from the National Retail.
I don't know what that means precisely. I mean, you know, when there's no instructions to the thing of candy, it's like, okay, you just put candy out here. How many do I take?
Because somebody took my whole bucket last night.
Well, the bucket included?
Yeah.
Just took the bucket.
I went out there to go and clean up the, you know, because normally we're on the air during Halloween, yeah. So it's hard to do the, you know, knock on the door thing. So I put a bucket out front with candy in it, and I'll go out periodically to check on the status of the candy, yep, to refill it as necessary. Because you don't want to put all the candy in
at the once,
right out the gate, because somebody's going to dump the whole thing. And so, you know, I go out there later on after the show to kind of clean up, and the whole bucket's gone. That's all right. I went down to Walmart, got another clearance bucket today, so it's no problem. Back to the top. Halloween costumes were on the remaining top three adult costumes. Number three, pirate.
Arr.
Number two, vampire. And number one is the witch. Now then, top pet costumes.
Those are adults.
Correct. Yeah. This is according to the National Retail Federation, NRF.com.
Oh, I wanted to comment a little bit on little girls' costumes as far as princesses, again, too.
Yeah.
When I went to school, I went to a Christian school, and every year around Halloween was a big deal. Because, well, some people in the Christian community, it's Satan! Satan! Satan!
Right.
You know, they're all upset about the, you know, the demonic aspect of Halloween. And I'd like to point out, devil didn't show up on the kids' costume list. I didn't hear it on the adults either.
No, no.
Now, witches, and you got all those other things.
Which could be argued as, you know,
yep,
not Christian.
Yep, indeed it could. And it's more of a characterization of a witch. But whatever. Whatever it is. It's just supposed to be something bad and scary. I think I felt so bad for the kids, and I remember one specifically, this girl Leah, who I went to school with for a very long time, and her parents wouldn't let her dress up, and I think the rest of us wore our costumes to school sometimes and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it was a big deal, and then this one kid or two kids are left out because, mm-hmm, oh, it's so bad, you're going to go to hell, you'll thank me when you're not in hell. When,
right, no fun allowed.
You didn't get any candy. You know, and wherever they are, I suspect they'll end up in the same place as all of us, and you just didn't even get any stinking candy.
Or have any fun at the Halloween costume party.
Yeah. And, you know, my church would have a Halloween costume party, and this is fine by, yeah, me, but then some churches will go and do this scary Halloween.
The Hell House.
The Hell House thing.
Which we actually didn't talk about this year.
And I hate
normally
these things.
Normally we do.
These, you know, this is what hell's going to be like if you have sex before marriage, or, yeah, if you do drugs, kids, and, you know, they just give you all these.
There's room after room after room of scary morality displays, basically.
Sir. And, you know, I'm not saying that a kid's life is going to be good if they start doing a whole bunch of drugs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I had sex before I got married, and, you know, I don't think
that's
a terrible thing.
No, I think it's a smart thing to do. Because you don't want to marry somebody and have to live with somebody
that you're physically incapable
of getting along with. Yeah. Let's go to the top pet costumes. So this is the first year we've ever given the top pet costumes, first year we've ever seen them. Number 10, Superman. Number 9, bow ties / fancy collars / bandanas.
That's funny.
Number 8, witch.
That's the mail-it-in costume there, the bow tie, the fancy collar.
Number 7, or for a pet that just will not tolerate a costume.
Yeah.
Right. Number,
most pets probably will not tolerate,
right,
a costume.
Number 7, action / superhero. Number 6, a tie between ghost and dog. So I guess some people are dressing their other animals up as different animals. Because why would you dress a dog as a dog, right? So it must be a cat, which would seem, or something, a bird. What else would you dress as a dog?
I suppose
you
could
have a cat, but they're not really something you could go out for a walk with for the most part.
How many cats will tolerate any part of a costume?
Yeah, exactly. Number 5, dog was popular enough of a costume to make number 6 on the list.
I think that somebody just answered, yeah, I dressed my animal up as a dog.
No, number 5, bee. Number 4, cat. Number 3, hot dog. Of
now
course,
that's a,
right?
That's a good one.
Yeah, number 2, okay, here you go, Mark. Devil.
There you go.
So, of the all the costumes, devil was sold mostly with pets,
but
not
it's mostly,
humans.
But it's really a hellhound.
Number 1, pumpkin. the number one pet costume for 2012. Yeah. Let's go to Tom. He's in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've always got you playing in the background, and I got to tell you tonight, fellas, I like to listen to you guys live. Kurt always says, hey, you know, listen to him on the podcast, so I can remove all the commercials. And, you know, I love this show, but I'm going to give you guys some critique tonight.
Go ahead.
News. You guys, there's so much going on right now, and you're talking about a bunch of crap. Come on.
Okay, so what is going on, man?
Well, are you kidding me?
What's going on? What's concerning you?
Obviously, there's something important out there to you, so tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on between the election.
Pick one thing.
What's that?
Pick one thing that's important to Tom.
Well, the election right now, I mean...
What's to say about it?
Let me explain. I called you guys the other day, and Stephanie was there, and I was speaking of the knuckleheads that I work for, I guess. I'm a subcontractor, and the father's son who have no clue what they're doing. And today, I was actually out hitting different... I threw out 30 resumes. I've got so much work up here in Michigan. It seems that everybody who has skills left. And all of us that are still here that have skills, the work is abundant.
Good problem to have.
That's a great problem to have.
That's a good problem to have. But what's that have to do with the election?
I'm looking at the election right now, and I was actually interviewing with several of these companies today. They all want to hire me. And we were talking about the election, and everyone is they're on pins and needles because which one of these knuckleheads gets elected.
Right.
It's going to make a difference. I think they're both idiots, of course.
Right.
But it will make a difference which one of these guys gets elected with.
Okay. The only difference it'll make is if Romney is elected, all of a sudden the anti-war movement will come back in the U.S.
Well, some of the corporations, there'll be some corporations that get payoffs and sweet deals and that kind of thing, and other ones will get kind of left out.
Yeah.
The same way it'll be with the other ones. So I can see why a particular company would care who gets in and who gets out because it matters for which sector. If you're in the green energy sector, you want Obama to get elected.
I'll give you all that, but in general, all right, I work for myself. In general, companies look to see what the policies are because their hands, they will be suppressed, you know, they will be under all these regulations and they don't know what to do.
None of them are going to be rolling back regulations, so, you know, there's no real difference, as you have already acknowledged, between the two, which is why I don't feel like there's anything to say about the election. But I'll tell you what, if you want, you can hang on. We'll bring you back after the news, and we'll let Tom pick the next topic for the first of the top of the third hour.
I predict some sociopathic narcissist will win on Tuesday.
You're really going out on a limb there. 855-453. You can take control and bring up anything. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the status land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.